Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time to get your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show started. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's November 3rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, I'm sure we've all heard now about Snapchat's change in policy that had the internet in a friggin' rave over last weekend. And the biggest of those rumors was that Snapchat was actually stockpiling all your private snaps that you took. But apparently that is not really the case. In fact, they actually took to their Tumblr blog saying there's been some confusion about the updated privacy policy in terms of service we rolled out last week. We never want to create any misunderstanding over commitment to protecting your privacy. Yeah, right. They've actually confirmed that your messages are automatically deleted from their servers once they detect they have been viewed or expired. They said the reason why they rewrote the terms and privacy policy was that so they'd read the way people actually talk, not all this legal crap. Going on to say, they always try to be upfront and clear with our community. Well, guess what, Snapchat? Yeah, looks like all your users were upfront and clear to you too. So you're one of these people out there, you've always wanted to create an app, but you don't know crap about coding. Well, Windows 10 wants to cater to you. That's right, the Windows Store is looking for new ways to attract developers to the platform, and they think this is the way to do it. With their new updated App Studio that's going to allow users to create, prototype, and even submit an app for release, all from the comfort of a web browser. That's right, no installing Visual Studio or even writing a single line of code. In fact, Microsoft is saying you can create a functional Windows 10 app in less than 10 minutes. Probably be a crap app, but hey, you can do it. Now, most projects with a non-coding function will have the choice of a few basic templates. That can be anything from displaying a web page within the app, or bringing in like RSS feeds, or services like YouTube, Flickr, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You know, these kind of things. You just kind of lay it on top. So no, this non-code app creation, yeah, you ain't going to be creating some hugely popular game with the thing, no. But if you're looking for something like a simple companion app for a website, a business, or a brand, it should just do you just fine. Speaking of app, let's move on over to SoundCloud's latest app that will actually let you share your audio. It's actually called SoundCloud Pulse. And currently, the new app is only available on the Android platform. You can also track the popularity of what you shared and respond to comments too. I know, not really that big of an update, but SoundCloud says, yeah, there's going to be more coming, so just stay patient. Now, yes, I was just mentioning this is Android only, and SoundCloud ain't saying when iOS is coming, so it could be a while. But hey, if you're on Android, now you don't have to be chained to your computer to manage all your masterpieces in SoundCloud anymore. Movie buffs in the UK. Yeah, you ran out of stuff to watch on Netflix already? Yeah, you probably have. Well, how about taking a look at the classics? Well, that's what the British Film Institute wants you to do. Yes, they have put together a subscription service called the BFI Player Plus. And all this can be yours for £4.99 a month. They're promising you 300 movies and more will be added all the time. But it won't be just old British movies. No, 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 no. This will include classics and contemporary hits from around the world, they're saying. Even some they're saying that have never been available on DVD. Now, of course, if you already got the existing BFI player, well, this is supposed to sort of complement that, not really replace it. And there's one other thing kind of letting the service down too. It's only available on your desktop. Tablet and phone supposedly will be coming very, very soon. So watching it on the big screen, yeah, could prove difficult at the present time. And finally, speaking of classics, we're about to enter a new voyage of the Starship Enterprise. Its new mission will head to your screens in 2017. CBS Television Studios has just announced it will be introducing a totally new Star Trek TV series in January of 2017. I'm jumping up and down right now, too. Now, of course, this is the first thing we've heard of any Star Trek TV series since Star Trek Enterprise that went off the air way back in 2005. Another cool thing to hear about this is Alan Alex Kurtzman, who's actually the co-writer and producer of both the new Star Trek movies, will be executive producer of the new show. Now, before I get you completely, utterly excited that you're about to throw up, I've got to pop your balloon a little bit. CBS is saying it's only going to be available on their CBS All Access streaming service. Yes. CBS's streaming service, like their version of Netflix or Hulu, but only for their programs. Meaning that's going to cost you $5.99 a month, but if you're not in the United States, you're going to be out of luck. There still is no word yet if it will be distributed for international viewership on television or multiple platforms, but on the bright side, we've got a little time before 2017 hits us, so hopefully they'll get all the tribbles worked out. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the great shows over there. Max Show, Big Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show, Guitar Show, House of Cards Show. My, the list goes on and on. Also, get subscribed to the new show, too. Yeah, please, thank you. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, that does it for your Tuesday episode of British Tech News, but don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow getting your Humpy Dumpy News Day edition for you, letting you all know what's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.